October is inventory time, so right now, Statler Toyota is making the best deals of the year on all 1985 model Toyotas. You won't find a better car at a better price with better service anywhere in Hill Valley. That's Statler Toyota in downtown Hill Valley. But hurry, these prices are only good for the end of
the month. The Senate is expected to vote on this today. In other news, officials at the Pacific Nuclear Research Facility have denied the rumor that a case of missing plutonium was in fact stolen from their vault 2 weeks ago. A Libyan terrorist group had claimed responsibility for the alleged theft. However, officials now attribute the discrepancy to a simple clerical error. The FBI, which is still investigating the matter, has no comment. Four wooden crates filled with cocaine washed ashore near Boca Raton, Florida yesterday.
Hey, Doc? Doc? Hello, anybody home? Einstein, come here, boy. What's going on? Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. That is disgusting. What the hell is it?
Wait a minute, 1:15 in the morning?
Yeah. Doc, what's going on? Where have you been all week?
Working.
Where's Einstein? Is he with you?
Yeah, he's right here.
You know, Doc, you left your equipment on all week.
My equipment? That reminds me, Marty, you better not hook up to the amplifier. There's a slight possibility of overload.
Yeah. I'll keep that in mind.
Good. I'll see you tonight. Don't forget now, 1:15 a.m., Twin Pines Mall.
Right.
Exactly 25 minutes slow.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that it's 8:25?
Precisely.
Damn. I'm late for school.
Change your heart to a little white dove. Bought that feeling Jennifer.
Marty, don't go this way. Strickland's looking for you. If you get caught, it'll be four tardies in a row.
All right, come on. I think we're safe.
You know, this time it wasn't my fault.
The doc said all his clock's 25 minutes slow.
Doc? Am I to understand you're still hanging around with Dr. Emmett Brown McFly? Tardies live for you, Miss Parker. And one for you, McFly. I believe that makes four in a row. Now, let me give you Nicholsworth a free advice, young man. This so-called Dr. Brown is dangerous. He's a real nutcase. You hang around with him, you're going to end up in big trouble.
Oh, yes, sir.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker. You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
Can I go now, Mr. Strickland?
I notice your band is on the roster for the dance auditions after school today. Why even bother, McFly? You don't have a chance. You're too much like your old man. No McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Yeah, well, history is going to change. Chance to play in front of anybody.
Marty, one rejection isn't the end of the world.
Nah, I just don't think I'm cut out for music.
But you're good, Marty. You're really good. And this audition tape of yours is great. You've got to send it into the record company. It's like Doc
said. Yeah, I know, I know. If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
That's good advice, Marty.
All right, okay, Jennifer. What if I send in the tape and they don't like it? I mean, what if they say I'm no good? What if they say, get out of here, kid. You got no future. I mean, I just don't think I can take that kind of rejection. Jesus, I'm starting to sound like my old man.
Come on, he's not that bad.
Oh,
at least he's letting you borrow the car tomorrow night.
Check out that 4x4. That is hot.
Okay, back her up.
Someday, Jennifer. Someday. Wouldn't it be great? Take that truck up to the lake. Throw a couple of sleeping bags in the back. Lie out underneath the stars?
Stop it.
What?
Does your mom know about tomorrow night?
Ah, get out of town. My mom thinks I'm going camping with the guys. Well, Jennifer, my mother would freak out if she knew I was going up there with you, and I get the standard lecture about how she never did that kind of stuff when she was a kid. I mean, look, I think the woman was born a nun.
She's just trying to keep you respectable.
Well, she's not doing a very good job.
Terrible.
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower! Mayor Wilson is sponsoring an initiative to replace that clock. 30 years ago, lightning struck that clock tower, and the clock hasn't run since. We at the Hill Valley Preservation Society think it should be preserved exactly the way it is, as part of our history and heritage.
There you go, lady. There's a quarter.
Thank you. Don't forget to take a flyer.
Right.
Save the clock tower!
Where were we?
Right about here.
Jennifer!
It's my dad.
Right.
I've got to go.
I'll call you tonight.
I'll be at my grandma's. Here, let me give you the number. Bye.
That's the power of love. That's the power of love. Credit card.
inbound, mister. Any unit, please respond.
Perfect. Just perfect.
I can't believe you loaned me a car without telling me it had a blind spot. I could have been killed.
Now, Biff, I never noticed that the car had any blind spot before when I would drive it. Hi, son.
But what are you, blind, McFly? It's there. How else do you explain that wreck out there?
Now, Biff, can I assume that your insurance is going to pay for the damage?
Well, my insurance? It's your car. Your insurance should pay for it. I want to know who's going to pay for this. I spilled beer all over when that car smashed into me. Who's going to pay my cleaning bill? And where's my reports?
Well, I haven't finished those up yet, but, you know, I figured since they weren't due till...
Hello? Hello? Anybody home?
Oh.
Think, McFly. Right. Think. I gotta have time to get them retyped.
Yeah.
Do you realize what would happen if I handed my reports in your handwriting? I'll get fired. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? Would you? Oh,
of course not, Biff. Now, I wouldn't want that to happen. Now, look, I'll finish those reports on up tonight, and I'll run them on over first thing tomorrow, all right?
Hey, not too early. I sleep in Saturday. Oh, McFly, your shoes aren't tied.
Oh.
Don't be so gullible, McFly. Got the place fixed up nice, though, McFly. Hey, I have your car towed all the way to your house, and all you got for me is light beer? What are you looking at, butthead? Say hi to your mom for me.
I know what you're gonna say, son. And you're right. You're right. But, Biff just happens to be my supervisor, and I'm afraid I'm just not very good at confrontations.
Get the car, Dad. I mean, he wrecked it. And he totaled it. I needed that car tomorrow night, Dad. I mean, do you have any idea how important this was to me? Do you have any clue?
I know, and all I can say is I'm sorry. Believe me, Marty, you're better off without having to worry about all the aggravation and headaches of playing at that dance.
You're absolutely right, Marty. The last thing you need is headaches.
We're gonna have to eat this cake by ourselves. Your Uncle Joey didn't make parole again. I think it would be nice if you all dropped him a line.
Uncle Jailbird Joey?
He's your brother, Mom.
Yeah, I think it's a major embarrassment having an uncle in prison.
We all make mistakes in life, children.
God damn it, I'm late.
David, watch your mouth. And come here and kiss your mother before you go. Come here.
Come on, Mom, make it fast. I missed my bus. Hey, see you later, Pop. Woo! Come on, time to change that oil.
Hey, Marty. Isn't that your answering service while you're outside pouting over the car? Jennifer Parker called you twice.
I don't like her, Marty. Any girl who calls up a boy is just asking for trouble.
Oh, Mother, there's nothing wrong with calling a boy.
I think it's terrible. Girls chasing boys. When I was your age, I never chased a boy or called a boy or sat in a parked car with a boy.
Then how am I supposed to ever meet anybody?
Well, it'll just happen. Like the way I met your father.
That was so stupid. Grandpa hit him with the car.
It was meant to be. Anyway, if Grandpa hadn't hit him, then none of you would have been born.
Yeah, well... still don't understand what Dad was doing in the middle of the street.
What was it, George? Bird watching?
What, Lorraine? What?
Anyway, your grandpa hit him with the car and brought him into the house. He seemed so helpless. Like a little lost puppy. And my heart just went out to him.
Yeah, Mom, we know. You've told us this story a million times. You felt sorry for him, so you decided to go with him to the Fish Under the Sea dance.
No, it was the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. Our first date. I'll never forget it. It was the night of that terrible thunderstorm. Remember, George?
I can. You're using the fourth of the party of costume.
He
father kissed me for the very first time on that dance floor. And it was then that I realized that I was going to spend the rest of my life with him.
Don't be silly.
Listen, this is very important. I forgot my video camera. Can you stop by my place and pick it up on your way to the mall?
Yeah. On my way.
You made it!
Yeah!
Welcome to my latest experiment. This is a big one, the one I've been waiting for all my life.
Well, it's a DeLorean, right?
Bear with me, Marty. All your questions will be answered. Roll tape.
Okay,
and we'll proceed.
Doc, is that a Devo?
Never mind that now.
All right, I'm ready.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing on the parking lot at Twin Pines Mall. It's Saturday morning, October 26, 1985.
1:18 a.m.
And this is temporal experiment number one.
Come on, Heidi. Hey, boy, get in there.
Yeah, no, boy.
In here you go. Sit down. Put your seatbelt on. That's it.
Whoa. Okay.
Please note that Einstein's clock is in precise synchronization with my control watch. Got it?
Right, checked on.
Good. Have a good trip, Einstein. Watch ahead.
Get that thing hooked up to the car.
Watch this.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
The car!
My calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
tell you! 88 miles per hour! The thermal displacement occurred exactly 1:20 a.m. in 0 seconds!
Ah, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Doc, you disintegrated Einstein.
Calm down, Marty, I didn't disintegrate anything. The molecular structure of both Einstein and the car are completely intact.
Where the hell are they?
The appropriate question is, when the hell are they? You see, Einstein has just become the world's first time traveler. I sent him into the future.
1 minute into the future, to be exact. And precisely 1:21 a.m. in 0 seconds, we shall catch up with him at the time machine.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style? Besides, the stainless steel construction made the flux dispersal. Look out!
What? Is it hot?
It's cold. Damn cold. Einstein, you little devil! Einstein's clock is exactly 1 minute behind mine and still ticking!
He's all right.
He's fine! And he's completely unaware that anything happened. As far as he's concerned, the trip was instantaneous. That's why his watch is exactly 1 minute behind mine. He skipped over that minute to instantly arrive at this moment in time. Come here. I'll show you how it works. All right. First, you turn the time circuits on. This readout tells you where you're going. This one tells you where you are. This one tells you where you were. You input your destination time on this keypad. Say you want to see the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Or witness the birth of Christ. Here's a red letter date in the history of science. November 5th, 1955. Yes, of course. November 5th, 1955.
Why? I don't get what happened.
That was the day I invented time travel. I remember it vividly. I was standing on the edge of my toilet, hanging a clock. The porcelain was wet. I slipped, hit my head on the edge of the sink. And when I came to, I had a revelation. A vision. A picture in my head. A picture of this. This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
It's taken me almost 30 years and my entire family fortune to realize the vision of that day. My God, has it been that long? Things have certainly changed around here. I remember when this was all farmland as far as the eye could see. Old man Peabody owned all of this. He had this crazy idea about breeding pine trees.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great. Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick. Plutonium.
Plutonium. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
Hey, keep rolling. Keep rolling there. No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity I need.
Doc, you don't just walk into a store and buy plutonium. Did you rip that off?
Of course, from a group of Libyan nationalists. They wanted me to build them a bomb, so I took their plutonium and in turn gave them a shiny bomb casing full of used pinball machine parts. Come on, let's get you a radiation suit. Jesus. We must prepare to reload.
Safe now. Everything's lead lined.
Don't you lose those tapes now.
Ready that? The record. Let's put this back here. There we go.
What?
Hell knows if they got my luggage. And who knows if they got cotton underwear in the future. Well, I'm allergic to all synthetics.
The future? Where are you going?
That's right. 25 years into the future. I've always dreamed of seeing the future, looking beyond my ears, seeing the progress of mankind.
Why not?
I'd also be able to see who wins the next 25 World Series.
Doc.
Huh?
Look me up when you get there.
Indeed, I will. Roll them. I... Dr. Emmett Brown, I'm about to embark on an historic journey. What am I thinking of? I almost forgot to bring extra plutonium. How did I ever expect to get back? One pellet, one trip, I must be out of my mind. What is it, Arnie? Oh, my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Run for it, Marty!
Who? Who?
Who do you think? The Libyans!
Holy shit! Can do 90. What is it? What is it, Paul?
Looks like an airplane. Without wings.
That ain't no airplane. Look.
Oh,
Hello? Excuse me. Sorry about your barn.
It's already mutated into human form. Shoot it!
Take that, you mutated son of a bitch!
Get a grip on yourself. It's all a dream. Just a very intense dream. You gotta help me.
Stop, Wilbur! Dad!
Can't be. This is nuts. Oh, come on.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a drink. Make her complexion like peaches and cream. Give her to me.
Believe in progress, re-elect Mayor Red Thomas. Progress is his middle name. Mayor Red Thomas's progress platform means more jobs, better education, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On election day, cast your vote for a proven leader. Re-elect Mayor Red Thomas.
This has got to be a dream. Hey, kid, what'd you do, jump ship? What? Well, what's with the life preserver? I just want to use the phone. Yeah, it's in the back.
1640 Riverside.
Are you gonna order something, kid?
Yeah. Give me a tab.
Tab? I can't give you a tab unless you order something.
All right, give me a Pepsi free.
You want a Pepsi, pal? You're gonna pay for it.
Look, just give me something without any sugar in it, okay?
Some of that sugar.
Hey, McFly! What do you think you're doing?
Biff.
Hey, I'm talking to you, McFly, you Irish bug.
Oh, hey, Biff. Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Yeah, you got my homework finished, McFly?
Well, actually, I figured since it wasn't due till Monday...
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey, think, McFly.
Think. I gotta have time to recopy it.
You realize what would happen if I hand in my homework in your handwriting? I'd get kicked out of school. You wouldn't want that to happen, would you? Would you?
Well, now, of course not,
no,
Biff. I wouldn't want that to happen.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Hey, Biff, get over this guy's life preserver. Dort thinks he's gonna drown.
Yeah.
So, how about my homework, McFly?
Okay, Biff. Well, I'll finish that on up tonight, and then I'll, bring it over first thing tomorrow morning.
Hey, not too early. I sleep in Sundays. Oh, mm-hmm. McFly, your shoe's untied. Don't be so gullible, McFly.
Okay.
I don't want to see you in here again.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
What?
You're George McFly.
Yeah, who are you?
Say, what do you let those boys push you around like that for?
Well, they're bigger than me.
Stand tall, boy. Have some respect for yourself. Don't you know if you let people walk over you now, they'll be walking over you for the rest of your life. Look at me. You think I'm gonna spend the rest of my life in this slop house?
Watch it, Goldie.
No, sir. I'm gonna make something of myself. I'm going to night school, and one day I'm gonna be somebody.
That's right. He's gonna be mayor.
Yeah, I'm gonna... Mayor. Now that's a good idea. I could run for mayor.
A colored mayor, that'll be the day.
You wait and see, Mr. Carruthers. I will be mayor. I'll be the most powerful man in Hill Valley, and I'm gonna clean up this town.
Good. You can start by sweeping the floor.
Mayor Goldie Wilson. I like the sound of that.
He's a peeping Tom.
Dad!
Hey, wait. Wait a minute. Who are you?
Stella! Another one of these damn kids jumped in front of my car! Come on out here, help me take him in the house!
Mom? Is that you?
You're there now. Just relax. You've been asleep for almost 9 hours now.
I had a horrible nightmare. Dreamed that I went back in time. It was terrible.
Well, safe and sound now, back in good old 1955.
1955? You're my mom. You're my mom.
My name is Lorraine. Lorraine Bates?
Yeah.
But you're so thin.
Just relax, Calvin. You've got a big bruise on your head.
Ah! Where are my pants?
Over there. On my hope chest. I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear. Ah. Oh, I guess they call you Cal, huh?
No, actually, people call me Marty.
Oh. Pleased to meet you, Calvin. Marty. Klein. Do you mind if I sit here?
No, fine. No, good, fine, good.
That's a big bruise you have there.
Lorraine, are you up there?
Oh, my God, it's my mother. Quick, put your pants back on.
So tell me, Marty, how long have you been in port?
Excuse me?
I guess you're a sailor, aren't you? That's why you wear that life preserver.
Coast Guard.
Sam, here's the young man you hit with your car out there. He's all right, thank God.
What were you doing in the middle of the street, a kid your age?
Don't pay any attention to him. He's in one of his moods. Sam, you'll quit fiddling with that thing coming here to dinner. Now, let's see. You already know Lorraine. This is Milton. This is Sally. That's Toby. And over there in the playpen is little baby Joey.
You're my Uncle Joey. Better get used to these bars, kid.
Yes, Joey just loves being in his playpen. He cries whenever we take him out, so we just leave him in there all the time. Well, Marty, I hope you like meatloaf.
Well, listen, I was really...
Sit here, Marty. Sam, stop fiddling with that thing and come in here and eat your dinner.
Oh, look at it roll. Now we can watch Jackie Gleason while we eat.
Our first television set. Dad just picked it up today. Do you have a television?
Well, yeah, you know we have two of them.
Wow, you must be rich.
Oh, honey, he's teasing you. Nobody has two television sets.
Hey, I've seen this one. This is a classic. This is where Ralph dresses up as a man from space.
What do you mean you've seen this? It's brand new.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a rerun.
What's a rerun?
You'll find out.
You know, Marty, you look so familiar to me. Do I know your mother?
Yeah, I think maybe you do.
Oh, well, then I want to give her a call. I don't want her to worry about you.
You can't. Nobody's home.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen, do you know where Riverside Drive is?
It's on the other end of town, a block past Maple, east end of town.
Wait, not block past Maple, that's John F. Kennedy Drive.
Who the hell is John F. Kennedy?
Mother, with Marty's parents out of town, don't you think he ought to spend the night? I mean, after all, Dad almost killed him with the car.
That's true, Marty. I think maybe you should spend the night. I think you're our responsibility.
Well, gee, I don't know.
And he can sleep in my room.
I gotta go. Thanks very much. It was wonderful. You were all great. See you all later. Much later.
He's a very strange young man.
He's an idiot. Comes from upbringing. Parents are probably idiots, too. Lorraine, you ever have a kid who acts that way, I'll disown you.
Don't say a word.
Doc.
I don't want to know your name. I don't want to know anything about you.
Listen, Doc.
Quiet.
Doc.
Don't tell me anything.
Doc.
Quiet. I'm going to read your thoughts. Let's see now. You come here from a great distance?
Yeah, exactly.
Now don't tell me. You want me to buy a subscription to the Saturday Evening Post?
No.
Not a word now. Quiet. Donations. You want me to make a donation to the Coast Guard Youth Auxiliary?
Doc, I'm from the future. I came here in a time machine that you invented. Now I need your help to get back to the year 1985.
Do you know what this means? It means that this damn thing doesn't work at all.
Doc, you gotta help me. You are the only one who knows how your time machine works.
Time machine? I haven't invented any time machine.
Okay, all right, I'll prove it to you. Look at my driver's license. Expires 1987. Look at my birthday, for crying out loud. I haven't even been born yet. And look at this picture. My brother, my sister, and me. Look at her sweatshirt, Doc. Class of 1984.
Pretty mediocre photographic fakery. They cut off your brother's hair.
I'm telling the truth, Doc. You gotta believe me.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States in 1985?
Ronald Reagan?
The actor? Then who's vice president? Jerry Lewis?
I suppose Jane Wyman is a first lady.
Whoa, wait, Doc.
And Jack Benny is secretary of the treasury.
Doc, you gotta listen to me.
I got enough practical jokes for one evening. Good night, future boy.
No, wait, Doc. Doc, the bruise in your head. I know how that happened. You told me the whole story. You were standing on your toilet, and you were hanging a clock, and you fell, and you hit your head on the sink. And that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor, which is what makes time travel possible. There's something wrong with the starter, so I hit it. Here.
After I fell off my toilet, I drew this.
Flux capacitor.
We've got to sneak this back to my laboratory. We've got to get you home.
Hey, Doc, this is it.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me. Look at me. I'm an old man.
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot.
Thank God I still got my hair. Well, what on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course. Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars. This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott!
What the hell is a gigawatt?
How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Doc,
Look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a life in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
She's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean, that says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower at precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Okay, all right. Saturday's good. I can spend a week in 1955. I can hang out. You can show me around.
Marty, that is completely out of the question. You must not leave this house. You must not see anybody or talk to anybody. Anything you do could have serious repercussions on future events. Do you understand?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Marty, have you interacted with anybody else today besides me?
I might have sort of bumped into my parents.
Great Scott! Let me see that photograph again of your brother. Just as I thought. This proves my theory. Look at your brother.
His head's gone. It's like it's been erased.
Erased from existence.
Whoa. They really cleaned this place up. Looks brand new.
Now remember, according to my theory, you interfered with your parents' first meeting. If they don't meet, they won't fall in love, they won't get married, and they won't have kids. That's why your older brother's disappearing from that photograph. Your sister will follow, and unless you repair the damage, you'll be next.
Sounds pretty heavy.
Well, it has nothing to do with it.
Which one's your pop?
That's him.
Okay, you guys. Very funny. You guys are being real mature.
Maybe we were adopted.
Okay, real mature, guys.
Look at Strickland. Jesus, didn't that guy ever have hair?
Shape up, man. You're a slacker. Do you want to be a slacker for the rest of your life?
No. What did your mother ever see in that kid?
I don't know, Doc. I guess she felt sorry for him because her dad hit him with the car. Hit me with the car.
That's the Florence Nightingale effect. It happens in hospitals when nurses fall in love with their patients. Go to it, kid.
Hey, George. Buddy, I have been looking all over for you. You remember me? The guy who saved your life the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Good. There's somebody I'd like you to meet. Lorraine?
Calvin!
I'd like you to meet my good friend, George McFly.
Hi. It's really a pleasure to meet you.
How's your head?
Good. Fine.
Oh, I've been so worried about you ever since you ran off the other night. Are you okay?
We're tardy.
I'm sorry, I have to go.
Come on!
Isn't he a dreamboat?
Doc, she didn't even look at him.
This is more serious than I thought. Apparently your mother is amorously infatuated with you instead of your father.
Whoa, wait a minute. Doc, are you trying to tell me that my mother has got the hots for me?
Precisely.
Whoa, this is heavy.
There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull?
What?
The only way we're going to get those two to successfully mate is if they are alone together. So you've got to get your father and mother to interact in some sort of social...
Well, what, you mean like a date?
Right.
Well, what kind of date? I don't know. What are kids doing in the 50s?
What? They're your parents. You must know them. What are their common interests? What do they like to do together?
Nothing.
Look, there's a rhythmic ceremonial ritual coming up.
Of course, the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. They're supposed to go to this. That's where they kiss for the first time.
All right, kid. You stick to your father like glue and make sure he takes you to that dance.
George, buddy. Remember that girl I introduced you to? Lorraine? What are you writing?
Stories. Science fiction stories about, visitors coming down to Earth from other planets.
Get out of town. I didn't know you did anything creative. Well, let me read some.
Oh, no. I never let anybody read my stories.
Why not?
Well, what if they didn't like them? What if they told me I was no good?
I guess that would be pretty hard for somebody to understand. No. No, not hard at all. So anyway, George, about Lorraine. She really likes you. She told me to tell you that she wants you to ask her to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All you gotta do is go over there and ask her.
What, right here, right now in the cafeteria? What if she said no? I don't know if I could take that kind of a rejection. Besides, I think she'd rather go with somebody else.
Who?
Beth.
What you want? You know you want me to give it to you.
Shut your filthy mouth. I'm not that kind of girl.
Oh, well, maybe you are, and you just don't know it yet.
Get your meat hooks off of me.
You heard her. She said, get your meat hooks off.
Ah, please. So what's up to you, butthead? You know, you've been looking for a pop. Since you're new here, I'm gonna cut you a break today. So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
George! Why do you keep following me around?
Look, George. I'm telling you, George, if you do not ask Lorraine to that dance, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life.
But I can't go to the dance. I'll miss my favorite television program, Science Fiction Theater.
Yeah, but George, Lorraine wants to go with you. Give her a break.
Look, I'm just not ready to ask Lorraine out to the dance. And not you nor anybody else on this planet is going to make me change my mind.
Science fiction theater.
An extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
Marty! Hey, George, buddy, you were in school. What have you been doing all day?
I overslept. Look, I need your help. I have to ask Lorraine out, but I don't know how to do it.
All right, okay, listen, keep your pants on. She's over in the cafe. God, honey.
What made you change your mind? George, last night Darth Vader came down from planet Vulcan and told me that if I didn't take Lorraine out, that he'd melt my brain.
Yeah, well, let's just keep this brain-melting stuff to ourselves, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. All right, there she is, George. Now just go in there and invite her.
Okay, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, just say anything, George. Say, well, whatever's natural. Well, the first thing that comes into your mind.
Nothing's coming to my mind.
Jesus, George, it was a wonder I was even born.
What?
Nothing. Look, tell her destiny brought you together. Tell her that she is the most beautiful girl you've ever seen in the world. Girls like that stuff. What are you doing, George?
I'm writing this down. This is good stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
let's go.
Oh,
take care of that.
Ready. Lorraine, my density has brought me to you.
What?
Oh, what I meant to say was...
Wait a minute. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Yes. I'm George. George McFly. I'm your density. I mean, your destiny.
And you're flying! I thought I told you never to come in here. Well, it's gonna cost me. How much money you got on you?
Well, how much you want, Biff?
All right, punk. Now, I'm
whoa,
gonna...
whoa, Biff. What's that?
That's Calvin Klein. Oh my God, he's a dream.
Whoa, kid, stop.
Hey.
Boy. I'll get it back to you, all right? Thanks a lot, kid.
I'm gonna get that son of a bitch.
Where does he come from?
Yeah, where does he live?
I don't know. But I'm gonna find out.
Oh my God. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
Hi, Mike. I didn't hear you come in. Fascinating device. It's a video unit.
Listen, Doc. You know, there's something I haven't told you about the night we made that.
Please, Marty, don't tell me. No man should know too much about his own destiny.
You don't understand.
I do understand. If I know too much about my own future, I can endanger my own existence. Just as if you've endangered yours.
You're right.
Now, let me show you my plan for sending you home. Please excuse the crudity of this model. I didn't have time to build it to scale or to paint it.
It's good.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Okay, now. We run some industrial-strength electrical cable from the top of the clock tower down, suspending it over the street between these two lampposts. Meanwhile, we've outfitted the time vehicle with this big pole and hook, which runs directly into the flux capacitor. At the calculated moment, you start off from down the street, driving directly toward the cable, accelerating to 88 miles per hour. According to the flyer, at precisely 10:04 p.m. this Saturday night, lightning will strike the clock tower, electrifying the cable just as the connecting hook makes contact, thereby sending 1.21 gigawatts into the flux capacitor and sending you back to 1985. All right, now, watch this. You wind up the car and release it. I'll simulate the lightning. Ready. Set. Release.
With a lot of confidence, Doc.
Don't worry, I'll take care of the lightning. You just take care of your pop. By the way, what happened today? Did he ask her out?
I think so.
What did she say? It's your mom! She's strapped it down! Let's cover the timer!
How did you know I was here?
I followed you.
Oh, this is my Doc. My uncle. Doc Brown.
Hi.
Hi.
Marty, this may seem a little forward, but I was kind of wondering if you'd ask me to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance on Saturday.
You mean nobody's asked you?
No. Not yet.
What about George?
George McFly? Oh, he's kind of cute and all, but not. Well, I think a man should be strong so he can stand up for himself and protect the woman he loves. Don't you?
Yeah. I still don't understand. How am I supposed to go to the dance with her if she's already going to the dance with you? Because, George, she wants to go with you. She just doesn't know it yet. That's why we got to show her that you, George McFly, are a fighter. You're somebody who's going to stand up for yourself, somebody who's going to protect her.
Yeah, but I've never picked a fight in my entire life.
Look, you're not going to be picking a fight, Dad. Daddy-o. You're coming to a rescue, right? Okay, let's go over the plan again. 8:55, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the dance.
Right, and where am I going to be?
You're going to be in the car with her.
Right, okay, so right around 9 o'clock, she's going to get very angry with me.
Why is she going to get angry with you?
Well, because, George, nice girls get angry when guys take advantage of them.
Oh, you mean you're going to go touch her on her...
No,
No, George. Look, it's just an act, right? Okay, so, 9 o'clock, you're strolling through the parking lot. You see us struggling in the car. You walk up, you open the door, and you say, you're lying, George. Oh, hey, you, get your damn hands off her. You really think I ought to swear? Yes, definitely. God damn it, George, swear. Okay, so now, you come up, you punch me in the stomach, I'm out for the count, right? And you and Lorraine live happily ever after.
Oh, you make it sound so easy. I wish I wasn't so scared.
George, there's nothing to be scared of. All it takes is a little self-confidence. You know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Hill Valley area weather this Saturday night. Mostly clear with some scattered clouds. Lows tonight in the upper 40s.
Are you sure about this storm?
With highs about 60.
Since when can weathermen predict the weather, let alone the future?
You know, Marty, I'm going to be very sad to see you go. You've really made a difference in my life. You've given me something to shoot for. Just knowing that I'm going to be around to see 1985, that I'm going to succeed in this, that I'm going to have a chance to travel through time. It's going to be really hard waiting 30 years before I can talk to you about everything that's happened in the past few days. I'm really going to miss you, Marty.
I'm really going to miss you. Doc, about the future.
No! Marty! We've already agreed that having information about the future can be extremely dangerous. Even if your intentions are good, it can backfire drastically. Whatever you've got to tell me, I'll find out through the natural course of time.
Dear Dr. Brown, on the night that I go back in time, you will be shot by terrorists. Please take whatever precautions are necessary to prevent this terrible disaster. Your friend, Marty.
Evening, Dr. Brown. What's with the wire?
Oh, just a little weather experiment.
What you got under here?
Don't touch that. Some new specialized weather sensing equipment.
You got a permit for that?
Of course I do.
Just a second. Let me see if I can find it here.
Mind if we park for a while?
That's a great idea. I'd love to park.
Huh?
Marty, I'm almost 18 years old. It's not like I've never parked before.
What?
Marty, you seem so nervous. Is something wrong?
No. Lorraine, what are you doing?
I swiped it from the old lady's liquor cabinet.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't drink.
Why not?
Because you might regret it later in life.
Marty, don't be such a square. Everybody who's anybody drinks.
Jesus, you smoke too?
Marty, you're beginning to sound just like my mother.
Thank you.
don't nobody go nowhere.
Marty, why are you so nervous?
Rain, have you ever been in a situation where you knew you had to act a certain way, but when you got there, you didn't know if you could go through with it?
Oh, you mean like how you're supposed to act on a first date?
Oh, sort of.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you mean.
You do?
You know what I do in those situations?
What?
I don't worry. This is all wrong. I don't know what it is. But when I kiss you, it's like I'm kissing my brother. I guess that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Believe me, it makes perfect sense.
Somebody's coming.
You caused $300 damage to my car, you son of a bitch. I'm gonna take it out of your ass.
Hold him.
Let him go, Biff. You're drunk.
Well, looky what we have here. No, no. Stay right here with me.
Come on, Lorraine. Come on. Don't leave her alone, you bastard. You gotta take him in back, all right? I'll be right there. Admit it. Come on. Come on. Well, go on. This ain't no peep show.
That's for messing up my hair.
The hell are you doing to my car?
Hey, beat it, Spook. This don't concern you.
Who you calling Spook, Peckerwood?
Hey, listen, guys. Look, I don't want to mess with no reefer addicts, okay?
Get home to your mama, boy. Hey,
get out of here!
Go! Come here, son. Where are your keys?
Hey, the keys are in the trunk.
Say that again.
I said the keys are in here. Hey, you, get your damn hands off.
Oh, I think you got the wrong car, McFly.
George, help me, please.
Just turn around, McFly, and walk away. Are you deaf, McFly? Close the door and beat it.
No, Biff. You leave her alone.
All right, McFly. You're asking for it, and now you're gonna get it.
Biff, stop it! Baby, you'll break his arm!
Give me a hand, Reginal. Ow! Damn it, man, I sliced my hand. Whose are these?
Mine.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're gonna break his arm! Biff!
Biff!
Leave him alone! Let him go! Let him go!
Are you okay? Thank you.
guy?
That's George McFly.
That's George McFly?
Excuse me. The storm.
Hey, guys, you gotta get back in there and finish the dance.
Hey, man, look at Marvin's hand. He can't play with his hand like that, and we can't play without him.
Yeah, well, look, Marvin, you gotta play. See, that's where they kiss for the first time on the dance floor. And if there's no music, they can't dance. If they can't dance, they can't kiss. If they can't kiss, they can't fall in love, and I'm history.
Hey, man, the dance is over. Unless you know somebody else that can play the guitar. This is for all you lovers out there.
Gonna kiss me?
I don't know.
Scram, McFly. Cutting in.
Earth angel, earth angel, the one I adore.
Hey, boy, you all right?
I can't play. Excuse me. This is an oldie, but, well, it's an oldie where I come from. All right, guys, listen, this is a blues riff from B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet. But your kids are gonna love it. Rain.
Marty, that was very interesting music.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind, but George asked if he could take me home.
Great, good, good, Lorraine. I have a feeling about you, too.
I have a feeling, too.
Listen, I gotta go, but I wanted to tell you that it's been educational.
Marty, will we ever see you again?
I guarantee it.
Well, Marty, I want to thank you for all your good advice. I'll never forget it.
Right, George. Well, good luck, you guys. Oh, one other thing. If you guys ever have kids, and one of them, when he's 8 years old, accidentally sets fire to the living room rug, go easy on him.
Okay.
Marty, such a nice name.
Damn, where is that kid?
Thank you.
Damn it, Doc. Why did you have to tear up that letter? I only had more time. Wait a minute. I got all the time I want. I got a time machine. I can just go back early and warn him. Okay, 10 minutes ought to do it. Okay. Time circuit's on. Flux capacitor. Fluxing. Engine running. All right. No. Not this time. Come on.
great. Everything looks great. 124. I still got time. I'm coming back. No. No, not again. Proof vest. How did you know? I never got a chance to tell you. What about all that talk about screwing up future events, the space-time continuum?
Well, I figured. What the hell?
So how far ahead are you going?
About 30 years. It's a nice round number.
Look me up when you get there, all right? Guess I'll be about 47.
I will.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye, Annie. Oh, and watch that re-entry. It's a little bumpy.
You bet.
Well, if Paul calls me, tell him I'm working at the boutique late tonight.
Linda, first of all, I'm not your answering service. Second of all, somebody named Greg or Craig called you just a little while ago.
Well, which one was it, Greg or Craig?
I don't know. I can't keep up with all of your boyfriends.
Hey. What the hell is this?
Breakfast.
What, you sleep in your clothes again last night? Yeah, I... Yeah, what are you wearing, Dave? Marty, I always wear a suit to the office.
You all right?
Yeah.
I think we need a rematch.
A rematch? Why? Were you cheating?
No.
Hello.
Good morning.
Mom, Dad, what,
Marty,
did you hit your head? You guys look great. Mom, you look so thin.
Why, thank you, Marty. George. Good morning, sleepyhead. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Mom.
Elena.
Oh, Marty, I almost forgot Jennifer Parker called.
Oh, I sure like her, Marty. She is such a sweet girl. Isn't tonight the night of the big date?
What? When, Ma?
Aren't you going up to the lake tonight? You've been planning it for 2 weeks.
Well, Mom, we talked about this. But how can I go to the lake? Car's wrecked.
Wrecked?
Wrecked? When the hell did this happen? And why didn't I tell?
I'm sure the car is fine.
Why am I always the last one to know about these things?
See, there's Biff out there waxing right now. Now, Biff, I want to make sure that we get 2 coats of wax this time, not just one.
Just finishing up the second coat now.
Now, Biff, don't con me.
I'm sorry, Mr. McFly. I meant I was just starting on the second coat.
Yeah, Biff, what a character. Always try to get away with something. Been on top of Biff ever since high school. Although, if it wasn't for him...
We never would have fallen in love.
That's right.
Mr. McFly! Mr. McFly, you just arrived! Oh, hi, Marty! I think it's your new book!
Oh, honey. Your first novel.
Like I've always told you, you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
Oh, Marty! Marty, here's your keys. You're all waxed up, ready for tonight.
Keys?
How about a ride, mister?
Jennifer. Oh, you a sight for sore eyes. Let me look at you.
Marty, you're acting like you haven't seen me in a week.
I haven't.
You okay? Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Everything is great.
Come back with me.
Where?
Back to the future.
Wait a minute. What are you doing, Doc?
I need fuel. Go ahead. Quick, get the car.
No, Doc. I just got here, okay? Jennifer's here. We're going to take the new truck for a spin.
Well, bring it along. This concerns her, too.
Wait a minute, Doc. What are you talking about? What happens to us in the future? Do we become assholes or something?
No, Marty. Both you and Jennifer turn out fine. It's your kids, Marty. Something has got to be done about your kids.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are we going this time?
fly.